Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You just paid for an abortion. I know it's a shocking statement, but unfortunately, that's what just happened. And if the so-called Equality Act, H.R. 5, passes in the Senate, this will become commonplace. That's why we must stop it now. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this important issue on faith and freedom is Holly Mead. Holly, before we talk about the so-called H.R. 5, the Equality Act that's now in the Senate and could be voted on at any time, we want to also mention, and obviously our listeners, I'm sure, are aware of this, but Joe Biden just signed this law regarding the so-called COVID expenditures, massive $1.9 trillion spending.
Which very little had to do with COVID.
Very little has to do
very
with
little.
COVID at all. But it also includes hundreds of millions of dollars that go directly to abortion. That's our taxpayer dollars that this law is now using. And we've always had the Hyde Amendment, which goes back to the time of Reagan. It goes back to the Senator Hyde, who ultimately put this forward, and it was passed. And that law banned federal funding of abortion. But in this particular situation, they just got around the Hyde Amendment, and literally hundreds of millions of dollars will go to Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I mean, this should outrage everyone. So the statement that I mentioned, as shocking as it is, you just paid for an abortion, sadly is true, that our taxpayer dollars will be and have been and are being used now to fund the killing of innocent children. That is outrageous, people. We should never be forced in America to fund abortion. This darkness must stop. And I know it's a difficult subject to talk about, but we can't hide from it. We can't just simply ignore it. We've got to not only know about it, but we have to have a focus of prayer and action so that this insanity, this killing of innocent children, stops. And one law that is working its way through Congress, passed in the House, it's now in the Senate. The House number bill is H.R. 5. It's the so-called Equality Act. That bill will include abortion on demand, from the moment of fertilization all the way until the baby is born and takes its first breath outside of the womb.
That means that medical professionals, doctors, nurses are all going to be forced to participate or perform in this human genocide, whether or not it conflicts with their religious beliefs.
Yeah.
That's atrocious.
So this bill will make abortion up to birth a federal law, even the gruesome late-term abortion procedures that rip off limbs. It will be federally protected. All the procedures will be federally protected. Every state law will be overridden. Every state law will be overridden.
Employers will be forced to cover it?
Every state law.
Wow.
Employers will be required to cover insurance and abortion-inducing drugs for abortion and surgical procedures as well. No one, not doctors, nurses, even religious institutions or insurance providers, will be able to withdraw from this horrific life-ending atrocity.
Not even religious organizations, churches, none of them.
No, not at all.
This is like a nightmare, Matt.
Yeah, I know. It is unbelievable. Here's a story, and we'll call her name Jamie. She is someone who contacted us at Liberty Counsel. She had no idea of this fateful day that her job would put her in this particular decision to make a deadly choice. She had just a few seconds to choose between losing her job, possibly even her career, or killing a preborn child.
She's a nurse, right?
She's a nurse at the University of Vermont Medical Center. She had already filled out a form, which is an official paperwork, stating her opposition to abortion. She had already claimed an exemption so that she would never have to participate in these deadly procedures. Her stance was well known. to everyone. However, one terrible day, the center completely disregarded Jamie's religious exemption. Her supervisors chose Jamie to assist in an abortion. It wasn't until she entered the room that she realized what was happening. She's already in this surgical room. She tried to appeal. She tried to back out. She wanted to stop her involvement in this nightmare that was unfolding before her very eyes. There were other staff available at that moment who did not share her moral standards, but instead of using them, they selected her. Jamie spoke with the doctor in the room and pleaded that she not be forced to be involved in the elective abortion that day, but the doctor made it crystal clear that if she did not participate, this job and perhaps even her nursing career would be over in the blink of an eye. Now, I wish, Holly, you know, we could share that Jamie stood fast in that moment of crisis.
Even though she had signed paperwork stating her opposition to abortion, I mean, I'm just speechless. I couldn't imagine being in her shoes.
Yeah, unfortunately, she did not stand fast, but she did change afterwards. She said, never again. That horrible day, a passion was planted in Jamie's heart to fight for the rights of other nurses forced into similar situations. She did stand up, and she demanded that the center stop violating the rights of conscience. And she won the freedom for all the nurses in the center to never again have to participate in an abortion against their will. That is, Holly, until now. And if the so-called H.R. 5 Equality Act passes, people like Jamie will be replicated all over the country because it will impose abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy until the baby takes the first breath outside of the womb. All laws will be overridden. No state laws will survive. This will preempt all state laws. And it says, particularly in H.R. 5, and that bill is, as I said, in the Senate right now, that you have to provide equal treatment if for pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition. So if you're treating or providing any kind of treatment for pregnancy or childbirth or a related medical condition, then you have to provide equal treatment to anything that falls in that category. And so if you are providing treatment for pregnancy, childbirth, related conditions, that means also abortion. That includes doctors, nurses, that includes hospitals, religious institutions. Jamie's story will be repeated over and over and over again. And Holly, it also applies to religious institutions. It applies to pharmacists. And there will be no escape from this.
You know, this happened. I imagine you'll see a mass exodus of those in the medical field.
Yeah.
Who will stand up and say, no, I will not do this.
Because they equate, you know, care for pregnancy as, well, terminate the pregnancy, continue the pregnancy. It's all the same thing for them. You just make a decision and you kill the unborn baby. And that's what's in this so-called Equality Act. It's the most radical bill ever. You think that Roe versus Wade, the 1973 abortion decision, was radical. Certainly it was and is. But this actually expands it exponentially into every phase of our lives. So if you go back and you look at the Hobby Lobby case, the Little Sisters of the Poor case, they objected to forced provision through insurance of contraception for the Little Sisters of the Poor and, for both of them, abortion-inducing drugs and devices. They won using the Religious Freedom Restoration Act passed by Congress in 1993. But this bill says the Religious Freedom Restoration Act will not apply. You cannot use it as a claim or a defense. So you have no defense. Hobby Lobby, Little Sisters of the Poor, every other organization, religious or not, will lose. I mean, this is outrageous. This means that you'll never have informed consent because that will be overridden. The parental notification, parental consent, gone. The federal funding, like we just saw with Biden giving hundreds of millions of dollars to abortion, that will be commonplace. It will increase. Planned Parenthood will be getting hundreds of millions of dollars every year from the federal government under H.R. 5. It means all these healthcare workers, pharmacists, they'll be forced to participate in abortion directly or indirectly. Crisis pregnancy centers that provide help for people in pregnancies and childbirth, they'll be forced to also refer for abortion. And if they don't, they'll be facing the wrath of H.R. 5. My friends, this is an unbelievably dangerous bill. It's hard to describe it in words. I encourage you to go to lc.org/HR5, send that link to your friends, and also you can act. Fax the senators. Even though your senators are unresponsive, we're faxing particular senators. You can fax them. I encourage you to do so. It's very effective. Sign the petition and also make phone calls and obviously pray. More information is there at lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.